Jim Jones, I'm really glad to be talking to you right now with everything that's going on in the news about healthcare costs. What do caregivers need to know about where the gaps in the system are?
Well, it seems like there's a whole lot of fragmentation that goes on today in healthcare, especially whenever you consider that many times caregivers are dealing with four or even five, let's just call it multiple physicians. They may have a aging parent or someone they're caring for that has multiple chronic conditions, and you know the good news is that there's lots of providers out there. The bad news is that none of them talk to one another, and so you are kind of isolated, and you know caregivers need to have, I call it, some sort of a healthcare quarterback that kind of oversees all the different treatment protocols that are available for multiple physicians and be able to take that fragmented healthcare system that we have and consolidate that into the ability to have good quality oversight over all of the chronic conditions and physicians and treatment protocols that really could help caregivers and patient they're taking care of lead a far more productive and in many cases, far more valuable lifestyle.
Okay, I love that phrase, healthcare quarterback. Let's delve into that a bit. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a lot of over-medication that goes on, whether and certainly unintentionally, but because these physicians work in such individual silos, they very, very seldom have any interaction amongst themselves. So if you're taking a loved one to, say, a psychiatrist, well, the psychiatrist never has a conversation with an internist or a cardiologist, or that just doesn't happen. But they may be prescribing some antidepressant medication or some sort of medication that may have adverse reactions with some other type of medication. Or you may have three or four different physicians prescribing a blood thinner. So we live in a very over-medicated society. But as a layperson, we do the best we can to follow the physician's directions and certainly to try to do what they say as best for us as far as our condition. The quarterback is the ability to say, okay, I'm going to communicate with each physician's office. I'm going to understand the diagnosis. I'm going to understand the treatment protocols that this physician has prescribed. And we're going to accumulate and just aggregate all that information into one place where the healthcare quarterback oversees the entire field of care.
People are dying by mismanagement of medication.
It's staggering the amount of folks that are dying prematurely because they are not managing their disease effectively. And whatever the reason, it's either they certainly don't intend to, it's they don't understand how to take the medication. They did not they didn't communicate well with their doctor, or maybe they didn't hear very well, and they, you know, the difference between I take this one pill twice a day or I take two pills once a day, I mean, when you think about that can get pretty confusing pretty quickly when all of them have different instructions. And so to be able to manage morning medications and then be able to manage noontime or evening medications, all with these different instructions,
Now,
it just becomes very cumbersome.
is that what you call chronic disease intervention and medication management?
It is. And of course, the medication management part is kind of a byproduct. So let me start with the chronic disease intervention. This is a process where we, as I was talking about the healthcare quarterback, this is really that process. It's really understanding the patient from a holistic standpoint. In other words, it's not about just treating a particular chronic disease. It's about understanding the entire patient from a holistic standpoint. If we understand that a patient has, say, maybe depression and diabetes and arthritis, then there are things that we look for that are very, very important to managing the patient from a holistic standpoint. For example, if someone is taking depression medication and they decide that they're just going to stop taking it, maybe it's bipolar medication, maybe it's for a little more moderate to severe depression, and they get off their medication, then not only do we have a problem managing the psychological aspect of their disease, but we really need to get them back on in a trusting relationship with our care coordinator. We need to give them the reason to get back adherent and compliant with their depression medication, not necessarily, Gary, because of their depression, but because we know if they're not going to maintain the integrity of their depression or their bipolar state, we know that their diabetes is way out of whack as well.
Is this the Senior Saver program we're talking about?
Yes, it's the Senior Saver program, and it really has a practical application for most families, certainly the chronic disease intervention and the medication management. And in addition to that, Gary, we also provide some substantial pre-negotiated savings and discounts on dental services and vision and medical equipment and hearing aids. And it's really just a fabulous package for seniors and certainly one that from a value proposition we think is one of the best in the market today.
So I am a caregiver and I am just overwhelmed with my loved ones' medication management issues, the different doctors, the different pharmacies, the costs, the out-of-pockets, and I work with you in your Senior Savers program. How do you help me? How do you help my loved one?
Fantastic question. So here's what we want to do. We would want to be able to take a look at all the different physicians that you have, all the different medications. So we do that through a care coordinator. And we put you in touch with a care coordinator, and that person starts a very caring and honest and authentic relationship with our patients. And it is amazing because what we want to do is we want to keep that care coordinator, and by the way, not only the care coordinator, but you are also assigned a clinical pharmacologist to be part of your care team.
Wow.
So we want this to be a long-term relationship. And you can't have relationship with people that are new every time you talk to somebody. So what we want to do is assign our patients with a clinical pharmacologist and a care coordinator to where they develop a long-term relationship. So you talk to the same people each time, and they're going to reach out to you and call you at least once a month as a patient. Now, if you have more needs, then they certainly will reach out to you more than once a month. But it's about having an authentic relationship where you will tell me, as your care coordinator, you'll tell me things that you may not tell your loved one or you may not tell your spouse. Because why? You don't want to worry your loved one. You don't want to be more of a bother. You don't want to be more of a burden to your loved one. And so you'll just say, well, I feel fine. And you know, it's amazing how many times people go to their doctor and they've had all kinds of symptoms. Gary, you've seen it and I've seen
it.
I saw it with my father-in-law just not long ago. And we went into a doctor's office, and with all these multiple symptoms he was having, the doctor walked in with a big smile on his face, and he looked at him and said, Nick, how are you today? what do you think his response was? Oh, doc, I'm doing just fine. And so when that's it's either a prideful stoicism, you know, people get stoic and they don't want to admit that they have these issues. Or it's just, you know, psychologically, maybe they've surrendered to the fact that, you know what, this is who I am, this is what it's going to be, I may as well quit complaining about it. So when you have that authentic relationship with someone on the phone, it's totally an unbiased, authentic conversation. Now, whenever we do get that information from people, and believe me, they will tell us everything. And it's not just about their health. It's, we will know, how are your grandkids? Last time I talked to you, you had a, you know, they were in a big softball tournament. It's not just about health. Here's the thing, Gary. It's about their life.
It's the humanity.
It's not just about their health.
It's the humanity of the
that's
situation.
Right.
What is virtual house call? That sounds really interesting.
Well, that is a plan that we have different from the Senior Saver. But when we say virtual house call, you know, today the term virtual typically means something through the internet, right? I mean, that's just kind of the connotation you get. Well, this is kind of the same thing. So today, we all know the practice of medicine has changed greatly. And one of the things that technology has allowed us to do is to access and receive healthcare differently than we have in the past. And so our virtual house call is really kind of what it indicates. It is a board-certified physician that actually assesses your acute illness through either a telephone call, or you can actually have a video conference with the board certified physician, and you just explain your symptoms. For instance, let's just say you have a bladder infection or a kidney infection or something, and you have the typical symptoms of that. And they'll just ask you, okay, well, tell me about it. And they'll ask you 4, 5, 6, 10 questions until they are comfortable with the diagnosis. And then they'll say, well, what's your local pharmacy? And then they'll call in a prescription to your local pharmacy. And so you actually get a board-certified physician's similar to an office visit without having to go to the office. And that costs you nothing more than the price of the plan, and you can use it unlimited amounts of time each month, 24/7. So you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a problem, you can call them at 3:00 in the morning. They call you back within 10 to 15 minutes, and call in a prescription to your local pharmacy, and it is a fantastic service for those nagging little common acute kind of illnesses that you need to go to the doctor and get some medication for.
So this is really a way for us to have oversight of our loved ones' medication, health, interaction, disease management. It's terrific. So let me ask you the question, because I'm kind of curious, what does this cost?
Well, the Senior Saver program, which includes the chronic disease intervention, medication management, the dental, the vision, the hearing aids, the medical equipment, that is $20 per month. Now, your medication is the same as you pay today. So if you're taking 10 different medications and you're out of pocket for that based on your co-pays or $100, then it's going to be $100 with us too. The services for all the different things that we do for the services we provide is $20 a month for the Senior Saver. Now, for the Health Saver, which includes the virtual house call or the telemedicine benefit we talked about, that has 10 different benefits. It includes the chronic disease intervention and medication management, and that's $25 a month. It's not just for the individual, it's for the entire family. Unlimited, 24/7. So So it is a, that's what I mean. The value proposition of what we have, we think economically, is one of the best values, you know, that's out there.
Tell me about the prepackaged medication part of your plan.
Well, Gary, just envision from someone you've known and loved in the past where, you know, Sunday night you pull out the big tackle box and you put it on the kitchen table and you open it up and you've got 10 or 12 different little round brown pill bottles in there, and you take all of those out of the tackle box and you line them up and take your little Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday strip pill strip pack and try to do that yourself. You've got to sort them out and you've got to organize them and you've got to package them for the week. It's confusing, it's frustrating, it's easy to make mistakes, and it's highly error prone, so that you very possibly are not taking the right meds at the right time. As far as part of our service for our chronic disease intervention and medication management program, is we do that for you. Our clinical pharmacologist sorts and prepackages your medication exactly like your doctor prescribed and overnights it to your front door in calendar-shaped AM and PM dosage packs already done for you. And if you happen to be going somewhere, you can pop out one of those little bubble-wrapped sterilized packs. It has your name on it. It has all the information about what's in that as far as the types of pills and what their name is and their milligram strength and when you're supposed to take it. And you just peel it back real quick and pop it in your mouth. You never have to worry about pre-sorting and pre-packaging again. And it's all done and sent to your front door free of shipping by a clinical pharmacologist that just has you in mind.
Jim, what's the most important single piece of advice you'd like to share with family caregivers?
I think that they don't have to be alone and they don't have to take the burden of trying to manage chronic disease and medications on their own. You can let very, very qualified healthcare professionals take a whole lot of that burden off of you. You just don't need to do it yourself.